Before it was canceled in 2010, Law & Order taught viewers about, well, Law & Order. But for all this was worth, courtroom sketches might bring more realism.
So it's not like what you see on TV. There's not big dramatic pacing back and forth across the courtroom and people yelling and crying and breaking down. It's very, it's almost more like a board meeting or something.
This is Cedric Hohenstedt, a 40-ish looking freelance illustrator that wears metal frame glasses and counts Target, Coca-Cola, and 3M among his clients. By his estimate, he does this about twice a year and has for several years. His job is surprisingly hard. Consider his time pressure.
Well, with courtroom sketching, there's also the extra challenge, as I said, of the time pressure. When you show up, the trial, let me say, starts at 9 o'clock. It's not uncommon for the news people to say, we'd like to have something out at the news truck by 10:30 so we can edit it for the 12 o'clock news broadcast. And so that means you have to draw insanely fast.
And then there's Ken Avidor, a 50-ish looking freelance illustrator with an easy grin and a full head of hair. It's hard to create good art in this circumstance.
You don't really have enough time to do a really good work of art. You have a very short amount of time in a very cramped space with materials that Rembrandt would never use. But it's not about that. It's about giving people some idea of what it looks like to be in that courtroom.
Hohenstedt describes a different wrinkle.
One time I had the person I was supposed to sketch sitting right in front of me with their back to me the whole time. So that gives you a sense of what...
That's a problem.
It is a problem, but I couldn't get up and move because it's a packed courtroom and I've got all my drawing equipment spread out and everything, so you just try and make the best of it, what you can.
Maybe you think of the glamour or seaminess of celebrity defendants? How much of their Hollywood halos glow in court? Ken was there for Adrian Peterson's civil hearing in 2015. That was about reinstating him to the NFL.
And that was kind of fun to sketch.
What was fun about it?
It had some glamour to it.
And he sketched the American Sniper trial, where Governor Ventura cried foul about being called Scruff Face in 2014.
And, of course, it's always great to draw Jesse Ventura. So, yeah, with his little ponytail. Except he wasn't being his usual, like, jolly self. The drawings I did with him, where he's sitting looking kind of bored and anxious, and that's just not Jesse Ventura, but that's the way he was in court.
There are some really interesting, I think, differences between what a camera captures and conveys and, you know, a courtroom sketch.
Well, that gets into the whole debate about, you know, should there be cameras in the courtroom or not. When it comes to the justice system, part of what helps to ensure, you know, trying to keep things as fair and as just as we can is to make sure that things are impartial. And when you bring cameras into a situation in the news media, it can taint that or pollute that. Whether we like it or not, every image is going to say something about that subject. I'm doing one snapshot of a moment, and I want to be careful about how...
About how you portray it?
So there's, you know, you're trying to think about what's the right moment that I can pick to sketch that shows what actually happened but doesn't say more than what actually happened.
Even though there's less work for courtroom sketch artists these days outside of a metropolis, you wonder, how do you break into it?
It's definitely not something that you specialize in when you go to school, to get a lot of specialized training. It's kind of a way to make a living that if you can show up and draw, you can get hired.
Until Minnesota allows cameras into its courtrooms. This is Will Wright for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.